Welcome to Advise Show Radio, the station that brings you intense discussions about the hottest topics. Make sure you join us by calling in at 347-996-3350. Now, here are your hosts, Gabriella and The Advise Show.
Well, what's going on, everyone? Welcome to another episode of Advise Show Radio. It's Martin Luther King Jr. Day. It's a great day for black people all over the United States of America. Now, as always, we have Ms. Gabriella. How you doing, Ms. Gabriella?
I'm doing great.
Doing great. All right. So the show topic is going to be, should single mothers be demonized on social media? And we come up with this topic because the particular topic of single mothers is a hot topic. And we want to make sure that should all single mothers be demonized, a certain group within single mothers be demonized, what we need to talk about also is what is the solution for this stuff to stop happening. It's one thing to ostracize and go off and tear these females a new behind. But it's another thing to what can we do to prevent this stuff from happening in the future. Now, Ms. Gabriella, what's on your mind about that?
I think it has to do with education and just telling women the things that they need to do in terms of like birth control, because there's so many different birth control options out there, including abstinence. And I don't know why people act like you can't control your sexual urges because you can. And then there's also, just telling women how hard it is to raise a child on your own. Because I know in this day and time, you know, there's all this, oh, I'm a strong, independent, single mother, and I don't need anybody to help me. Because I forgot who wrote that song, but that was the Baby Mama song. And it was just basically a bunch of hood rats going, walking around, talking about how strong single mothers are. And, you know, my mom was a single mother for about half my life. I'm not going to say that being a single mother makes you a bad person, because it doesn't.
Uh-huh.
Every single circumstance is different, but it's hard. And going from living in a single parent household to then going into a two parent household, it's like night and day. Because when I was younger, my mom would have to work crazy hours. Like, she would have to wake up and before the sunrise, and she wouldn't be able to get home until 8 or 9 o'clock at night.
Exactly.
And so that just left me in the house by myself. And, you know, I would have to help myself with my homework and cook my own food. And that's not an environment. She did the best she could, so I'm not going to knock her for it. But it's really difficult, especially if you have more than one child, and then you have a girl who's like let's say you have a daughter or a son who's 13, 14, and they have to take care of three or four other children. That kind of thing takes a toll on a child.
Mm-hmm.
And they aren't able to have a proper childhood because being in that kind of environment, even if you are just a single child in a single parent household, it still forces you to grow up way faster than everybody else.
Exactly. It does force you to grow up, especially a lot of times, you know, when I want to make sure I say some of these females got sons. They tell their sons, you know what, you the little man, you the man in the house, and put all this responsibility on that boy to be kind of like her man a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And want him to do this and do that when that boy should have been a boy and he should have been a child. And unfortunately, I went through some of that. I grew up extremely fast because of that. My mother put a lot of responsibility on me. Now, my background, my mother and father was married. They got divorced when I was 8 years old. So I want to put that out there. My mother did not just sleep with some random guy and had me. No. So she became a single mother by divorce. But the thing is, she always wanted to do that to me, especially as I got older. I became a teenager. I was always hardworking. You know, first time I ever had a chance to make some money was like, say, my grandfather. He said, you want to cut grass? I'll pay you $20. I say, really? I was excited because I want to go to the arcade and play Street Fighter. So I had my little money when I would go and everything. And once I realized that if you work, you get money, I was hooked. I was hooked to working after that. I'm like, and the more you work, the more money you get. That's all I need to know. So, you know, and my mom would always put all this extra stuff on me. And I'm getting to a lot of things that, you know, she, you know, did. And she still won't even acknowledge to this day what would go on in our household at that particular time period. But I got two calls holding. I want to get the people on the phone, see what they have to say about this particular topic. Let me see. Area code 612, you're on the show.
Hey, Vice Show, it's Emmanuel from Minneapolis. How you doing, Ms. Gabrielle?
Hi, I'm fine. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm glad that you guys brought up this topic tonight, because this is an epidemic amongst all American people, but I'm primarily concerned with people of African descent, because it's a huge concern that's going on. The need for, I don't need a black man for anything. And a lot of these single mothers, they will get with a guy that in the beginning that, you know, the worst grade of black men. And then later on in life, once these females have all these kids, you know, a lot of men that are put together, you know, they're not checking for an already made family. So what I'm noticing is that a lot of these females who are single mothers, and let me throw this out there too, for those that are listening, all single mothers who, you know, who are single mothers, they didn't just meet some random thug guy and, you know, he was the worst grade of man and you know, and then they separated. You know, there are actually a numerous amount of couples who, you know, their relationship just didn't work. So the sister's not just always dating, you know, the messed up guy. But,
and that's true. And I'm glad you mentioned that, because we need to make sure that we point out the single mothers who we should ostracize. But sometimes people just use that term single mother and they just demonize the whole group. And like you said, I agree with that. You know, if she comes from, you know, like that, like my mother and my father was married like that until I was 8 years old. I wouldn't look at her as the normal single mother like we talk about today. Or if you're in a relationship with a guy, you know the guy, it just, like you said, it just didn't work out. Things happen. Okay. Even marriages don't work out. And that's different. And my approach to those women is a whole lot different than the approach to the female that just, you know, met this dude at the club. He already, you know, knocking her back out in some hotel room somewhere. And now she's talking about she's pregnant and want everybody to give her a baby shower. Like I said, man, no. I'm going to keep saying that. Don't you invite me to your baby shower and you even know who your baby daddy is. That's shameful. And in the black community, stop celebrating that crap. Stop celebrating it. Oh, children, they are a blessing. In certain conditions, they are. But in certain conditions, they could be a hindrance, too. Mm-hmm. Is it a child's fault? No, it's not a child's fault. But the way, as a parent, especially when it comes, see, the reason why people don't understand why people come at women so much harder about the children situation, you know, I mean, it's so much I want to get into talking about that. But, you know, because I got other people calling in and stuff. But, brother, so you feel that a certain group of women should be talked about, but not all, correct?
Yeah, that is correct. But what I was getting at, you know, a lot of these women, once they realize that, you know, a lot of men aren't checking for them, there's a stigma out there of just hating black men just because a lot of these females, once they have these babies and they are single mothers, and, you know, a lot of them realize, well, you know, everybody learns from their mistake. But a lot of these, what I'm noticing, a lot of these single mothers have this hate for black men. and the stigma is growing.
But the issue that the hate that they're having for a group of men who did not impregnate them, only one out of the group impregnated them, or a few out of the group impregnated them, they're just mad that at their situation and that their situation sucks. And they is the cause of it. That's simple, but based on their particular choices. On their particular choices. And so when it comes to them females hating black men, I don't care. They can hate all day. Because at the end of the day, guess what? Brothers, a lot of us brothers that's doing well, we sleeping good at night. We snoring.
Yeah,
we drooling on our pillow. We ain't worried about it. We ain't worried about that female. We not. We go out, go to the gym, we go to do whatever we want to do, and while she's sitting up there having a I hate the black man fest, guess what we doing? Chilling, relaxing.
And being productive.
You know, well, yeah, that too, but hold on, brother, because I got another brother on the line. Hold on a second here. Let me see what I'm going to do here. Just hold on a second. Yeah, and brother, I'm going to put you on hold. Let me move on to the next caller. This person is sitting here about 8 minutes waiting.
Mm-hmm.
Brother 612, speaking to you.
Oh, yeah. No, what I was going to get at also, you know, I'm like yourself. You know, growing up, I grew up with a two-parent household until I was about, you know, seven. You know, I have two older brothers. I'm the youngest. So, you know, it was like my childhood is like, you know, the best memories that I can that I have. You know, of course there's a lot of other things also, you know, graduating from college and all that other stuff, but
is what I want to do. Listen, because like I say, I'll bring you back in, but I got another call, like I say, I've been waiting, and the other brother,
okay,
that's on Skype right now. What I'm gonna do, I'm gonna hang up on you, go through Blog Talk Radio and go through the Skype that way and put you in the queue. Cause I need to do this certain way. I can only have me and Gabrielle on this particular line.
Hey, Mom.
Hey.
Okay.
Kind of cool in here.
Hello?
Somebody talking to your mama's background.
Yeah, okay. I'll through the queue anyway.
One point that I wanted to make, I know you're gonna add another caller in though.
Yep.
But one point I really wanted to make was that I'm tired of women saying, oh, you're like whenever a woman gets pregnant by just some random guy that she met or just some guy she was sleeping with or somebody she was in like a friends with benefit situation or just somebody that she had a baby by that she wasn't in an established committed relationship. Women for some reason want to sit there and say, oh, he's walking out on his family. He abandoned his family. Which doesn't make any sense because there was no relationship there to begin with. So there was no family to walk away from. It's not like they were trying to, you know, they were coming together to build something. It was just somebody he was sleeping with. So to sit there and try to attack the man and say, oh, he's such a horrible person, you did have the choice to get pregnant, you know. And if you didn't do what you were supposed to prevent that, that's your fault.
I have a lot of opinion about that when it comes to women that's extremely reckless. But let me get to this call. Area code 510, you're on the show.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello. Hi, this is David. I called in the first time a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
Oh, cool. I have some stuff to say on this. First, if I can give you a bit of my background, it'll help you out. So I have a master's in family therapy. I spent 4 years working with homeless mentally ill. I spent the next 2.5 years directing two different family homeless programs. So I had a lot of single parents, largely women, with children. And now I've been spending the last 6 years working as a director of an outpatient therapeutic service that deals with low-income people. So I've had a lot of experience working with single mothers. And when I kind of go back to those days of working at the shelters, Most of the mothers came in were African American. That was usually the highest percentage, at least 60-70%. Most of them did not have a father involved, and most of them had maybe 1-2 children, so it wasn't too many children. But there were a lot of issues you can see with, you know, individual women and relationships to decisions. And something that I was thinking of if I was listening here is I had a situation once where I was heading home, and our shelter has the shelter I was working at, we had a rule that people had to be in by 6 o'clock, So one night I was heading home after having left there, and I stayed out a little bit. So it's about 9 o'clock. I'm heading home. I'm married. I'm heading home, and I'm on our subway train, and I see one of my clients who has a child, and she's on that train with two guys. They're rolling up blunts, and she's, you know, obviously she's got her baby in the stroller, and she's heading off to go obviously have sex. She has another friend with her, and I'm thinking, okay, you are homeless. You don't have a place to stay. You should probably be back at the shelter getting a meal, but you are worried about going off having sex, and the potential there is that she's going to get pregnant again the second time. Now, I didn't confront her at the moment of seeing that, but as I got out, as I was leaving, because she didn't see me, as I was leaving, I walked past her and said hello to her so she recognized who I was, and then got off. So I've seen a lot of incidents. I've also had another incident where I had a client and she got pregnant again in the program. You know, so I've seen that happen as well. But I think, when we're looking at, there are two things. In our society, we have, particularly among African Americans, we have given women a pass in terms of, directly taking a look at the woman's part in these issues when we're having illegitimate children, you know, coming out without fathers around, that sort of thing. We talk about the male part of it because we always have talked about them as being no good. It doesn't mean they're all no good, but that's the way we talked about it. But I think at this point and what I do as a therapist when I come across clients, is I can't deal with the male who's not there, but I can deal with the woman. And so I have to address the problems that the woman had. What are the things the woman's doing? How is she contributing to these issues? And because in our community we've kind of shielded a lot of the women who are single mothers from any kind of real – let's say we're going to have to do a little bit of critiquing. You're going to have some tough conversation. We placed them in a position where they were virtually untouchable, and we can't
anymore. But that's American society, and really, I'm going to be harsh about – not really harsh, but telling the truth. Mm-hmm. In American society, women are treated like grown children.
Yes,
they are, and I'm gonna give you an example of what I mean by grown children. No matter what they do, they don't really have to be held accountable. And this is one of the biggest issues: they don't have to be held accountable for nothing. So if a man gets a woman pregnant, he has to be accountable financially, morally, and everything, or he's gonna be made to be the devil incarnate. But if a woman feel like, oh, I just made a mistake, she has so many ways to get out of it. She don't have to take responsibility if she doesn't want to. Now, a mature woman understands, yes, she take care of her responsibilities. But the way society, even if she lash out, even if she hit the man, she do this, she do that, she's not going to go to jail for domestic violence like a man will go to jail for domestic violence. Or any little thing, she's like, oh, well, I'm a woman, I don't have to do this, I don't have to do that, or I feel this way, I feel that way. And society covers them. But yet the feminists say equality. And my thing is equality means total accountability, like men are held accountable. That's
right.
You know,
total
that's
accountability. Yeah, and I would agree with you. I agree with you there. And I would also say not too long ago, Melissa Harris-Perry had a woman on her show, a woman who on the show had admitted to she had four kids three kids by two different dads, and she had another one on the way, and she said the man just walked out on her. Melissa Harris-Perry hugged her and said that most people would have something to say about her criticizing, and she said she wasn't to do it at all. And I'm thinking, here's this woman here. She's pregnant with another child. The next man's walked out. She's got issues. Nobody's talking about those particular issues. And the moment you start to bring them up, people feel like you're criticized, you're being extra critical. But I think these are answers somebody has to ask, because she's on public assistance. I'm paying for it. So somebody's
got to start giving you it's sad, and nobody, it's like, I heard this said the other day. They said the truth in this day and time is taboo. If you don't give people a line of BS today, or whatever, it's a problem. Don't you dare tell somebody the speak the truth out your mouth like razor blades coming at them. Mm-hmm. You can't do that, because you're going to be having a river full of tears, hurt feelings.
Yep.
And the worst part about it is these men that have their feelings on their shoulders. But let me get to some other calls, brother. I'm going to put you on mute, and once I get everybody, I bring everybody back in, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you. Ms. Gabrielle, I want to ask you a question before I get to the next caller. do you feel, you know what I was saying about, you know, American society treats women like grown children. Do you agree with that or not?
Oh, of course. I was actually having this conversation with a friend the other night because we were kind of joking about it, but a woman can literally do absolutely nothing with her life, and she can still hold her head up high and not feel any shame. You can drop out of school and just be a housewife and just sit there and, you know, sit in the house, do nothing, and nobody will criticize you for it. But a man, if he was to do the same thing, he's labeled as a bum, mm-hmm. a deadbeat, and a loser.
That's right.
So there is a double standard in that, in terms of so many things. And if you're going to say that, oh, it's not fair that men can sleep around with whoever they want and, you know, no one says anything about it, but if a woman does it, it's wrong. Well, the thing about that is that there is a much higher consequence for a woman sleeping around than it is for a man, because how many women do you see on the Maury show testing 5 and 6 different men one time?
Yeah,
that's disgusting. How, and then even if the lady could sit there and test anywhere from 8 to 12 men for, you know, to see who the father of her child is, sometimes all the tests come back negative.
Yeah,
and the thing is,
they walk around with the fail, you know, like, why am I getting back? Anyway, Ms. Gabriella, you hearing feedback?
Yeah.
I don't know why we're getting feedback off. Let me see if I can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to see why I'm getting this feedback from. Anyway. So that is sucking now. Why are we getting feedback? I'm getting mad.
Somebody on the internet?
Yeah, I just, hold on, guys. You're going to hear me live doing it one more time. Alasia. Hey, Alasia. Alasia, how you doing, sweetheart? Could you stop being on the internet for a minute? Yes, ma'am. Please, I got a show to do. This is live on Ustream, and people are hearing me getting on you on a live show. I don't want to hear your mouth. I'm busy. I got a show to do. Okay. All right. Chill out. All right. Is feedback stop, Ms. Gabriella?
Maybe. I think it's a computer. That's what it sounds like.
No. I don't hear it no more. I don't hear nothing. Ever since she stopped, I don't hear it. Okay. Continuing on. Next caller, Mr. Michael Angelo 228. What's going on, brother?
Hey, what's going on, man? Actually, I wasn't even in the queue. I thought it just said I was going to listen to it. That's what the computer said. But, you know, I'll chime in though. I think also with the females, let me turn this laptop off because it's making kind of noise with this fan. But, okay, so basically, well, they were hitting it on the nail as far as the accountability thing. Like, for real, man, that's a big issue, and I think they're playing the kid because basically what's going on is society is worried about what the kid – I'm not trying to say society's even worried at all, but really because the kid is there, that's the factor that sways it in the female's side, because she's the one where the kids more than likely are going to be with, right? You know, in case, unless there's something that goes on as far as – I'm trying to get the words out, but basically the kid is more than likely going to be with the mom, right? So she's going to get the favor.
Yeah, and that's always screwed up too. That's always screwed up.
And that's screwed up. And the thing is also, so now you're going to give her the say-so and what the benefits get spent on. So somebody who is careless, somebody who has got themselves in this situation, I mean, the male has a role in it too, but when you have multiple kids, then you got to look at the female like, okay, you need to go ahead and situate yourself and let's fix this problem. But not only has she made the mistake there, but now you want her to be responsible with how the benefits get spent, it's not going to work. It's not going to work, is it? But I'm going to fall back because, I didn't really plan on chiming in. But
well, like, a lot of times it doesn't really tell me, like it doesn't flash on my like screen, like who's just listening and who just want to talk. I wish they changed that in the switchboard, but appreciate you for it anyway, my brother. All right, thank put you back on mute. Okay, who's been on there longest? Let's see if this person wanted to speak here. Area code 832, you're on the show.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. What's going on?
I always had a question about this particular subject. What is actually in it for these women?
Excuse me, say that again?
Oh, okay.
He said, what's in it for the women?
What's in it for the women at the end of the day? Nothing.
Yeah, because I think
poverty. Food stamps, welfare, what? $4,000 or $5,000 on an income tax once a year. But in order to get that that particular stuff, you have to be in poverty. You have to. You cannot get this stuff and not live in poverty. So it's not really worth anything. What person do you know that got 4 or 5 kids from a bunch of different men, and he or she got some lavish house and nice cars outside in the front and all this other stuff? Who you know live like that?
You don't know
it's
too
rare.
Many people like that. You don't. But that's why I asked the question that I'm asking to a degree, because you don't know too many people like that, but a lot of people follow the model of just doing it. So they have to be getting something out of it.
Ain't getting the doggone thing.
I don't think it's successful parenting.
I think it's just that they know that it's not that they get any financial gain because you don't. Because statistically, at one point, somebody said it was $150,000 to raise a child up to 18 years, but now, because of inflation and everything else, it's gone up to about $240,000 plus to raise a child for 18 years, you know, including daycare, clothes, food, everything. So if you have multiple children, you could put yourself in $100,000 in debt or hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt, because there's no way that you can raise that many children by yourself. Even if you're just raising one kid by yourself, that's difficult enough. So
then you also got to consider. Like, I saw a statistic the other day about the different races of people and their median income levels. And it feels that they were showing that, a black couple, two black people, has a median income level of $47,600. But, you know, say white people have $60,000, but that's a different video itself. And I think Hispanics had $35,000-something, I'm trying to remember, Hispanic couple. Now, if you have, let's say, we could talk about black folks, you're black. You have $47,600 with two people. Well, that's going to get really cut in probably three quarter or half for sure, raising that child by yourself. Then you add more children to the mix, and that's what I don't get. Look, most people like this. If a woman make a mistake one time, you know, and she just picked the wrong guy, and she doesn't do it again, most people won't get mad at her like that and say, hey, you know, people make mistakes. But you're not making mistakes 3, 4, 5, and 6 times.
That's what I mean. I'm not necessarily saying what are they getting out of it financially, but if you keep doing the same habit, what are you getting out of it? Are you getting the power of being able to control a kid's perspective? Are you getting the power of attention or the victim card or something? Nobody does something, does anything without getting something out of it.
Well, actually, a lot of women do that as a cop out, because they'll sit there, because I've known people that they're just lazy, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Like they
got a lot of lazy women.
They could have done so much more with their lives. Some of them can sing or dance, or they have some type of talent, but they don't want to go through, you know, years of training or educating themselves. And so what they'll do is just get pregnant. So they'll be like, oh, well, you know, I could have went to college, or I could have gone to Juilliard, or I could have done this, but I got pregnant, so I mean, there was no way I could have finished school, you know. And then that's their excuse for just doing nothing. Because I've seen women that have done that, and they would just rather just sit in the house all day and just collect benefits.
Exactly.
Okay. That's, you know, a part, kind of the line I'm towing, because it's always a question to me. If you can figure out what they're actually getting, we can figure out an effective way to combat it, because it's still perpetuating itself over and over and over again.
Yeah, and like I said, I'm definitely, like I said, when I finish these calls, me and Ms. Gabrielle are going to chime in on something because I'm going to discuss a solution to this problem, not just talking about it. But let me get to other calls, brother. I'll put you back on mute, all right?
Thank you very much. All right.
Thank you. Uh-huh. All right, let's see who we got here. Area code 661. You on the show?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Good.
Yeah, and I've been listening to some callers over the past few minutes and listening to their opinions on tonight's topic. And what I have to say about like single mothers being should be demonized by the media. Just, I mean, I've seen a lot of single mothers in my life, and just seeing like a lot of their kids like growing up without fathers, and it's kind of like feeling sad for them or feeling sorry for them. It's just like something that's really been bugging me lately, because I've seen a lot of kids growing up without fathers, or hearing about people growing up without fathers, and it's just like, just to know what's going on about them and the hard times they go through is just something that bothers me about it.
I want to bring a point up too, though. Do you have some guys, for instance, let's say like the woman and the man is in a relationship together, and it was in an actual relationship, but the moment they broke up, the guy just like broke up with his kid too, and don't even want to see his kid, don't talk to his kid, don't do nothing. He just like straight disappear. But when he was with the woman, he was fine. They got guys like that too. So it's like you have, like, we got to make sure we bring in every scenario. You know, when we talk about single mothers, like I said earlier, I want to make sure that certain section that we should get at, we get at them and don't get off their neck. That's how I feel about it, because it's just not right, and it's ruining a lot of children. It's not even about the females. I care less about their life. I'm talking about the children's life.
Mm-hmm. Because the children are the victims at the end of the day.
Yeah, they're the victims.
Children deserve to grow up with a father and not just have the father date the mother before the child is born, and then as soon as the child is born, have the father just walk out and never be seen again.
Mm-hmm.
That's just something that's not right. And a lot of fathers decide, oh, hey, she's pregnant, I'm just going to cop out and just move on and not worry about her anymore. I'm done. And just that's just something that's really been bugging me lately, something that's really been getting on my nerves.
Well, then also, too, with the situation, you could have some women that won't allow a father to be in his child life. She gives him hell and high water, won't leave him the hell alone to the, like, she's like a form of torture to him. So he gets to a point that not all guys can endure that. And they like, you know what, man, forget that junk, man. I can't deal with it. I'll wait till she come around.
The father recording the mother trying to get his visitation right. I just seen that video, and that's another thing that got on my nerves, because, and then right there, it's showing the mother forbidding the father visitation rights to his son, which he should be allowed to get his visitation rights.
And see, with women like that, you got to put them lawyers on them. You got to. I mean, it's no way, because there's no way legally he could have went in there and snatched his son. He couldn't do that. Now, maybe if he had his court ordered visitation rights, and he would have called a constable, and maybe the constable could enforce a court order a lot quicker than a regular cop. Yeah, this is what, you know, I've learned just some research. So if you'd have called a constable and he'd have had his stuff with him and said, listen, this is my scheduled visitation rights, and this is a court order, he could do a lot more than, like, your regular, like, that police officer. But if a woman's preventing him to have visitation rights, then you make a documentation with law enforcement, get a report done, and then you take it to the court, and then she can be held in contempt of court for that. I mean, she could be thrown in jail for that, because it's ordered for you to have your visitation rights. Then it's just like it's ordered for you to pay child support. Just like you can be held in contempt, she can be held in contempt. And a lot of men don't do that. A lot of men don't put these females in jail. I did a video a long while ago. Women got mad at me a long time ago when I did this video called Put Your Baby Mama in Jail. And I talked about that, about women that just sit up there and refuse for a man to see his child. And most men I'm talking about are decent men. I don't know no thug that's going to sit up there and go, give me my baby. Or whatever. I want to just kill my child and doing drugs and all this other stuff around a child. I mean, most thugs, believe it or not, thugs got a bad rap, but I don't really see thugs walking around with the 1 to 2 year old shooting people, you know, and acting a fool. They don't even fool their kids, you know. But
you know what? Hearing this actually breaks my heart, because
I just imagine that
children
they
have to be
at least be shown like not like all the time to be like, see what happens when children grow up without a father. The mothers are single and they grow up without fathers and their childhood isn't the same.
They're definitely not the same.
You end up being bitter. You end up being hurt. There's a lot of people that grew up in a single parent household and they're unhappy and they don't even know. And they don't even know why they're unhappy because people don't realize how much the things that you go through as a child can affect you as an adult. Because I know so many people that grew up without a father, or they had a father that would only come around like every 5 years or so, and they end up having problems, male or female. They end up having problems in their romantic relationships because either they're really clingy or they have abandonment issues or commitment issues because they don't know, you know, what it's like to be in a loving household.
And that does carry over into their adult relationships. And, you know, like my grandfather always said, he said, old rats make holes and young ones run through them. In other words, that person before them create that particular lifestyle. And since they used to that, they just go right through that all over again. Like you could find third, fourth, and fifth generation baby mamas and welfare recipients.
Mm-hmm.
It goes right back maybe three or four generations back because they were raised in that particular lifestyle. But, sir, I appreciate you calling the show. I need to get to other callers.
I appreciate you taking the time to hear my opinion. I hope you have a good day wherever you're at. And thank you for taking the time to hear my opinion. Thank you.
Thank you, sir, mm-hmm. calling.
All right. Goodbye.
All right, let's see. It comes up. Okay. Area code 912, you on the show?
Yes, I always enjoy your show. My husband said, you done made it a weekly habit now. I always just enjoy this show.
Hold on, before you get started, I thank you for enjoying the show. Me and Ms. Gabriella appreciate that. We love to hear feedback like that. It encourages us to keep going when we get those encouraging words.
I've been telling him he needs, he should chime in, but he's like, nah, you don't talk that much like that. But just for like the question, it's just a twofold question because I think single mothers need to know that this is not an acceptable behavior. You know, I understand, you know, I don't like to call a child a mistake, but if you got pregnant one time, okay, that should be a learning lesson. But when you continue to do this stuff over and over and over, you know, some people, they just grew up, like you said earlier, it's generation after generation after generation. And, you know, and they don't know any better. I know this particular guy, he passed our church. You know, he started a church, and he started it in a low-income area, a ghetto area. And he said most of his members are what we would consider, you know, the ghetto women, hood rats. And he said this goes back to his members. It goes back three and four generations that these women have had kids that, you know, just out of wedlock. They didn't know any better because it was taught from their grandmother. It's taught from their mothers, and it's gone on down because they see that as acceptable behavior. And that's when I have a problem when people just continue to only, you know, when society sometimes just only blame the women because they don't know because they haven't grown up. If you haven't grown up in a home where there's a father figure and you don't know that this is the type of man to choose, what are they to do? They think this is acceptable. They don't see anything wrong with it, and that's the reason I said they have to be taught.
You know why they don't see nothing wrong with it? Because I'm going to say especially the black community, because that's the only community I can speak on. If anybody else is listening, I can just relate to it more. As a black community, at one point in time, we ostracized women that did that. Like the old people, if you got pregnant by a guy and you wasn't married and the guy wasn't marrying you, you were sent off to live with cousin so-and-so in Louisiana or some other state, nowhere near your parents, because they was number one ashamed of you. They didn't want nobody to know. It was going to be something secret. They'll come up with a lie later and say, oh, well, you know, you got married or something like that. Something. Nobody was going to know. your parents,
so the kid is your little brother or something.
Yeah. Your father would not celebrate that. He wouldn't be like, oh, this is a great thing, and oh, my daughter's having a baby, and all. No, the black people did not accept that in this day and time.
I know it.
They sit here and accept this stuff. You know, you got Ray Ray and them getting all these females pregnant, and usually it's one guy getting a bunch of females pregnant. It ain't a bunch of black men running around.
Everybody knows about who did it, too.
Let me put this out here. It ain't a bunch of black men running around impregnating all these females. It's usually a few guys. And it's the same guys sleep with the same women, and they get them all pregnant.
That's a neighborhood baby daddy. When you saw that guy with
31
kids.
Yeah, especially in low-income areas, that's exactly what's happening. And, you know, but like I said, no one is calling them out. I mean, well, you know, they started now, but it needs to be like even with the churches. It needs to be taught. It needs to be taught in the community. You know, it needs to be taught everywhere that this is not acceptable behavior. Because how could you have, I don't understand, how could you have four and five different baby daddies? At what point do you just think, just know something's got to be wrong? If you got pregnant one time, okay, you got pregnant. All right, but come on now, three and four times? I mean, that's ridiculous. I mean, I'm sorry. If anyone is listening to me, I'm just sorry because that is just totally ridiculous. And a lot of things, and when you say something to them, another thing I don't like, I cannot stand, I've seen this happen on social media. A lot of these women, they try to put themselves in the same situation as a divorcee or either as a widow, and that's totally different. That's totally different. If you divorce, you were married, and you and your husband, y'all got a divorce, things didn't work out, or if you were divorced, that's totally different than somebody just laying up, getting four and five different babies by different men. That is totally ridiculous. I mean, I'm sorry. That's just unacceptable. I mean, you know, that makes totally no sense.
Well, let me chime in on something, and then like say, Ms. Gabrielle, and what's your name, sister?
I can't say my name online. I just rather not say my name online. Because I mean,
what's
you know, because
well, I don't know who you are. I mean, it's your first name.
Okay,
I mean,
okay. Just Nessa.
Okay, Nessa. Okay. Wait a minute, Nessa, okay. Nessa. Your last name starts with an L.
She ain't gonna tell you.
I'm not gonna say that.
Okay, but okay, because I was trying to figure out who. Okay, all right, never mind. Gotcha. If you are, okay. All right. No, that's good. That's not a bad thing. I'm not saying, oh, I can't stand her. No, it's not that. Okay. Anyway, it's nothing to be afraid of. Get these people online. The reason why, and Ms. Gabrielle, I want you to chime in on this too.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why a lot of people in society, especially when it comes to that certain group of women that are constantly getting pregnant, why they are demonized a lot of times, or why they foot is held to the fire. Let's talk about some facts here. The fact is this. Women have 30-plus forms of birth control at their disposal to use. They even have tubal litigation. They have all different types. They have other ones that can prevent you from having kids for 7 years. All kind of things women have to prevent them from having kids. Mm-hmm. Then, if you don't use birth control, then let's take it to the next step. Women hold the power in the area of sex. They are the gatekeepers when it comes to sex. Men are just horny toads. That's just what you want to do. But at the end of the day, a woman has the power. I'll give you an example. A woman could have first refusal. She could say, no, I don't want to do nothing. Woman could have, in the middle of you doing something with the woman, she could say, hey, no, stop, I don't want to do anything. And if you don't, it can be considered a rape charge. Okay, that's how power women have in America. Then, let's take it a next step further. Let's say if she gets pregnant, okay? She gets pregnant. She has the option to terminate a pregnancy just because she do not want to be a mother. If she has the child, she can say, you know what, I can't do this. I'm going to drop the child off at the fire station, the hospital. I can give the child up for adoption. No harm, no foul, no child support, no demonization of anything. This is what women have on their side. So when you have a woman with that much ammunition and power to control what she does with children, how she have children, versus men who have nothing, either you pay child support or you take care of your child, or we're going to call you sorry, deadbeat, lazy, good for nothing, not worth the air you breathe type of man. or you don't pay your taxes, you're going to go to jail, lose your license, and all this other stuff. Mm-hmm. That is the difference. So this is why women should be held to the fire a whole lot more due to everything I said they have on their side. And it's nothing nobody can say to refute that. Now, Ms. Gabrielle.
And then a lot of them, like, a lot of them feel like, I've seen some of them feel like, I don't know if they feel like that's a way to express their love for a man, or hold on to a man, or if they have a child. I just don't understand that, because I've seen some women, every man they get involved with, they have a child by him, and I just don't understand that. You know, no engagement, no marriage, no nothing. They just have, and they just keep going to the next man, and they get pregnant by this man. And it just gets to the point that it's just totally ridiculous. I mean, and I agree with you. There are too many forms of birth control out here that for someone to just continue to have one child after another child after another child, that makes no sense. And it's because it has become acceptable, especially in the black community. It has become acceptable. And it's,
yep,
and that's the reason why,
because being a single mother is almost like a rite of passage in the black
community.
You know,
you will hear somebody say, you will hear women say, child, you ain't the first one. You won't be the last one. You know, I've heard that saying so many times until I am just totally. I know my cousin, she's not, his daughter's not, you know, he's not a hood, not a hood rat at all. But she is pregnant. She got pregnant. And some of her friends were on Facebook congratulating her for her dad. Well, he didn't like that crap at all. He went slap off. And, you know,
we celebrate. I'm sorry what I'm about to say, and I'm going to clean it up, though. In the black community, we celebrate a lot of effery. We really do. We do, mm-hmm, all the time. Why are you celebrating that? That's nothing to celebrate.
Yeah. Having,
that's why I say this, and I'm going to keep saying this, and mark my words. Don't you invite me to your baby shower if you know who your child's father is. If you don't know, don't invite me, because I'm not going to celebrate that with you. That is a shame. And I'm contributing to your delinquency if I go there.
Exactly. You don't reward that behavior.
Exactly. And I've seen churches that have the nerve to have a baby shower for a single mother. Why would you? What kind of?
Yeah. Why? You're supposed to be the house of God.
There's actually some churches that won't even do that. They won't even christen a child that's born out of marriage. Because sometimes some churches will say, okay, well, we're not going to bring this child in front of the church if you're not married. So what we're going to do is maybe on a Saturday or, you know, after service, we're going to have
that's what happened with the Marvin Winers. He wasn't going to christen that child in front of the service, and the girl got mad, and then she went to the TV station, to the news station, and she did all of that because he didn't say he wasn't going to christen the baby. He just said he wasn't going to do it in front of the congregation, and she gets mad, and it just blew all out of proportion. Well, I agree 100% with her. But see, they want to say we judgmental, but they want to take parts of the Bible and use it to their discretion. They love to use the scripture, like I said before. We all want to be in the time of God's glory, but they don't want to talk about fornication and everything like that. They don't want to talk about
it. Well,
that.
See, when they tell you that, when they try to say, don't judge me, don't do this, I say, well,
exactly.
that same Jesus said, if you love me, why don't you do what I say? Mm-hmm. And he never told you to go do that. You know, you could, like, that. That's the worst thing you could bring up to me is scripture, because I will come back into a scripture at every single point. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, well, you know, the Lord say, don't judge. I say, do you know in the area what he meant? Because half of you that's repeating what he said, it's not a pass for sin. He never said that, oh, you doing wrong? Oh, whatever. You okay. Don't judge people. No, the judgment is heaven or hell type of judgment. That's how I look at judgment. You know, you need to be told. You need to be told what you're doing wrong. It's things I've done wrong in my life that I needed people to correct me on and told me about myself, and I needed to hear it. And if it wasn't good for these people to wake me up, to slap me in the face with their words at least, then I wouldn't be where I'm at today.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
I never have understood. I guess because I was raised this, I'm not trying to say I'm perfect. I'm not perfect. But I never have understood, you know, what do you say if you are a single woman and you have four kids and they all got different men? This is why I always wonder. And you single again and you meet this guy. What conversation do you have? How do you approach? how do you explain that to that guy? I mean, that you meet this new guy. How do you explain that to him? You know, I got four kids. I mean, after the conversation of I got four kids, and then first thing I know is probably going to mind the man's mind. Okay, they wonder she get married. No, that's just. I mean, how do you explain that? I mean, that's what it would go across my mind. How do you explain?
He's gonna marry her. He ain't gonna do it. He gonna like how many kids?
I mean,
you
how
got?
Do you? I mean, yeah. Okay, now.
Nah, if it was four kids, let's say if it was four kids, and she say, "Well, I was married, you know, but me and my husband got a divorce."
Exactly.
That's different.
Mm-hmm.
Or me and my boyfriend was together for X amount of years, and you know it just didn't work out. A guy be like, okay, you know, but you got,
exactly.
You know, each child, you know, got, you know,
different.
No, and then those same females with all that crap, they come in with like demanding stuff that like. You know, oh, he needs
better
to have a certain kind of job. He needs to make a certain amount of money. And like, female, who are you to be opening your mouth at anybody? You are the last person that should be opening your mouth to trying to tell some dude what he needs to be doing when you ain't done crap with your life at all, but made babies. But other than
made
that,
babies.
You ain't done nothing. This guy, don't, a lot of times these men don't even have kids. These men, they come up to men that don't have no kids. And expect this guy just to come in and just do all this stuff and they demand it. And she want to run the house too. Tell him what to do and all this other stuff. Like, wait a minute. If you know so much, then you would have ran your life right. And you wouldn't be in the situation you in. So don't be coming here trying to tell some dude what to do. Because obviously he run his life enough not to have no kids.
Well, I know, like, I think I kicked some women off on social media, but it is what it is. I mean, these women need to know, because this one, she was talking about, she was four kids and, you know, dating different dads and stuff like that. And I just told her, I said, look, I have a son. I'm going to be honest with you. And anyone that's hearing this, I'm sorry. That's just the way I feel. I just don't want my son. I can't choose for him, but I'm sorry. That's not the choice I would want for him. Someone that has four kids or five kids by different men.
I would tell my son run. I would tell my son hell no. I say you ain't got no kids. Get a woman with no kids. That's
well,
something. If you had a child already, well, it's okay to get with a woman with a child because y'all have a whole lot in common, and you don't have no right to be opening your mouth at a woman anyway saying she can't have no kids. Like, dude, you got some. So it just. That's just kind of how I feel. I tell women and men that. You have a right to say, I do not want to deal with somebody with a kid when you don't have any.
Mm-hmm. And then men that say they don't want to date a woman with kids. I mean, if a guy publicly says that, do you know how many women will be up in arms? Even women that don't even have children. They'll sit there and attack a man and say, how dare you not accept a woman and her children and this and that. But it's like...
And you know how you come back with that? Ms. Gabriella? How dare you to tell me what I need to accept in my life? I'm a man. You ain't these beta males that's running around here snatching testicles away. It ain't happening here. I hold my own every single day ever since I've been born. Now, that's, a man stands on his principles and don't back down from it. And that's the problem with a lot of men today.
But I do know, you know, I couldn't imagine, it, and they could say what they want to. If you have that many kids, that is too many different attitudes, too many different spirits, too many different, you know, that you have to deal with. I know when my husband and I got married, I have a stepson, and just from that one, I didn't have any kids, but, you know, I know just from dealing with her, you know, the child is older, much, much older now, but and when I hear these men talk like that, I just think back to some of the things that I encounter, you know, we encountered just from her, and that was just one. I can imagine being with someone that had that many children because you just imagine all that different attitude. Just imagine getting it from one from time to time. But just imagine you have to deal with two and three and four. I just cannot imagine that. I respect any woman or man that don't have, you know, like I said, it wasn't that bad, but even with her, she was a little cycle a little bit when we first got together many years ago. But I just couldn't even imagine that, you know, if it had been more than one and had to deal with, like, it would have been just too much. I mean, and I can respect anyone that say, you know, well, you know, I prefer that they not to have kids or something like that, or either, especially if they have more than one. One, you know, you can deal with more, but more than that, that's just too much. That is too much. And that's just something that you know, the decision you made. So you need to find someone that's probably got kids like that. If you got 4 and 5 different kids and not expect to get one from a man that don't have not any kids, or either a woman that don't have any kids, that's ridiculous. You think about all the money that's coming out and child support and stuff coming out, you will appease a male. You know, that's ridiculous. Now, that's just my opinion on it. I mean, that's just it.
Okay. Well, like, since I appreciate you, I get this other call has been holding on here for a minute. I'm gonna mute you out, but once I get everybody,
okay,
I'll bring everybody back. All right. All right. Thank you, sister.
All right. Thanks.
Uh-huh. Area code 843. You on the show?
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, this is Chris.
Oh, what's up, man?
Yeah. Oh, nothing much, you know. But about, you know, I've been listening, and I'm like, wow, this is a pretty deep topic right here. But, you know, about women being put up on front for social media, I think it should, because, you know, it's getting kind of out of hand, you know, basically in the black community. But, you know, I'm from down south, and most of the towns around here, you know, a lot of blacks are marrying, you know, of course. But some of them eventually marry when they have kids. But I just kind of noticed about this with certain black women, though, what I just noticed, and even some of the parents tell the kids this right here, they like, you know, even the single parents with kids say this, well, I ain't going to get married because you need to get married because are you have enough money to support them? Even if you got a job, they think that the kind of job you got is not enough to support a wife and a family. But wouldn't that be a lot easier than to have kids and be single?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it would be much easier. Well, let me tell you the best.
They come up with all kind of excuses not to get married.
Okay, well let me say something. Number one thing, especially with black men, it's like fear is put in your head from somewhere. Don't ask me. I'm not saying your head, but just in general, fear is put in your head that, oh shoot, I'm gonna get married. Because a lot of black men feel that if they get married, they're going to miss out on some piece of tail that they just imagined they could have got. That's really what the thing is. But the thing with a lot of us is we need to establish ourselves financially first, get our education, way before we have kids. And this is how I feel. If you're not married, you shouldn't even have kids. Because that way, you ain't got nothing to deal with no child support. You ain't got to deal with nothing. You marry the right woman, y'all get together, y'all build something together, build a great family. There's nothing wrong with that. Like, why is it that we think that families are something that we can't do in the black community? This is why I constantly speak about family, pushing, you know, all those things, because that's what we need to save even America, because America's family structure is just in a pit, not just even the black community.
Mm-hmm.
And we need traditional family back on the forefront again. And I say the traditional family. Don't sit here and be trying to tell me like all these other alternative families. I don't want to hear it. I say traditional. Husband, wife, that's what I believe in. Oh, well, you don't. What about gay families? I say, hey, I'm a Christian. I don't believe in all that. I believe what God instituted. One man and one woman, and it could go from there. Sorry, and I will never back down from that.
Oh, no.
You know, and some people are afraid to say that, what I said. Some people are afraid, so afraid to say that, you know, they have their Christian beliefs. I'm sorry, everybody's beliefs get to be told in the United States of America, but a person that have Christian convictions can't say their beliefs, and they didn't say hurt nobody. They didn't say disrespect nobody. You know, if you follow in the word of God, you're supposed to love all people, but you do not supposed to accept sin and unrighteousness either. You get what I'm saying? So, no, I'm not going to, because my thing is I got to go before the Lord. And I'm not going to have him telling me, well, you know, my word said not to do this and then the third. Why did you agree to that? Well, people going to get mad. People ain't going to be there when I'm getting judged either. You know, so forget that.
Yeah, and yesterday I've been on, I think it was on Twitter. I believe it was on Twitter. And I had like it's not really much of an argument, but it was like, you know, a couple of women said something, and, you know, a few of them were, I think, were feminists, but I don't know. And she assumed that it was mentioned something, then she was trying to put us up, and I don't like when people do that, you know, just, you know, different genders putting each other out, you know, like men out on, we the men putting women out on social media, you know, like just do that because I didn't see no other race do it. But actually putting us out saying, well, HBCUs, all black men think about is sex. And all they want to do is get a woman that's in college. When they get in college, they'll just see that at the nightclub, easy nightclub, want to get a woman caught and about, and she named a percentage. I don't know where she get a percentage from. That percent of the time, that woman end up pregnant, and, you know, that old find your college sweethearts in HBCU, that's impossible because men don't go to black school. They don't graduate. They don't go. I'm like, wait a minute. I go to HBCU, and mm-hmm. the woman I'm with now, you know, mean to put my personal life out. But the woman I got right now, I'm engaged to right now, and I met her in the same school out. I met her in school.
So let me tell you, you know what? You heard that cop out you kept that female kept saying. Like, wait a minute. All these men think, yes, men of all races think about sex all the time. That's no secret. But the thing is, these guys, well, hold on. These guys aren't raping these women, though. That's the thing. It goes back to what I said earlier.
That.
Women have
I
all this power. But all these guys getting these females pregnant. But they're not raping them. So you spread
your
head.
That.
And
I told her just that.
That's a conscious choice. That's not a mistake.
And to put fuel to the fire, I told her just what you just said about college rate, date rate. And I also said, that when I was in school, I've been turned down by a few of them. It didn't stop me from, you know, putting down, but a few of them turned me down. They told me all the data, jocks and fraternities.
Mm-hmm.
And when those guys, and of course they do you wrong because a lot of jocks and fraternities, a lot of women coming after them. And of course when they get turned down, they do what they do what they do. But the guy who trying to get his stuff together, get his education on, usually ignore them. And she got mad and saying, well, I'm tired of your brothers going to whine about, you know, they get turned down by women and so and so and this and that. And, you know, they say we be a misogynist trying to control a woman because make it look like a obligation for a woman to be with you because you're so good and you doing this. She say this, though, that's a bunch of bull, you know what, and, you know,
they
all...
You know what, that female would have said that, brother, that female would have told me that, oh, you misogynist. I say, you idiot, if I was a misogynist, I wouldn't even talk to you 2 seconds. A true misogynist just use women for sex and throw them to the side and hate them females for everything about, you know what I'm saying? So they use that word wrong. The thing is, I wouldn't waste my time with a chick like that. Oh, these guys, you know, think they obligated. Say, ain't nobody feel that you got to do something for them. I mean, I tell a lot of these dudes, look at these females. If they don't want to be with you, move. Don't worry, just be wasting your time with them. Don't even entertain them. Why? There's too many women out here for that.
Mm-hmm.
Be
exactly,
arguing with them females. What?
I'm not. Yeah, I just said just that. Boy, Dr. Search, it was just me and her. Next thing you know, another female jumped in and trying to correct me. I said, let me say something. What about me and some of the guys? I said, well, yeah, you're the exception. But there's a whole percentage of them. I say, what make me, I was saying, like, what make me different? And I was just, you know, kind of, you know, cross-examining what she's thinking. And I kind of look, and what I find out is that now she probably used to have been straight, I guess. Now she's a lesbian and dating women and the thing is, though, giving up on men.
That's a totally different topic. Right
that's
there.
A topic,
yeah,
she's not a lesbian because she's probably cheating on her boyfriend with somebody or her girlfriend with a man.
Yep,
so
they do that. They do that, too.
They'll sit there and they'll, like, I've seen a woman on it. She does, I'm not even talk about what she does, but she has several different children. I think she has, like, maybe 5 or 6 children by different people. And she's dating a woman now. And I honestly think the only reason she did that was because she feels like there's no man is going to really accept her like that.
What goes, Ms. Gabriella, please explain this to me. What goes into that logic? I mean, seriously. Because it's like, oh, you know, a guy hurt me, so I'm going to join the carpet parade. Like, seriously? You going to do that? Like, what man I know, like, oh, a female hurt me, I'm going to start hanging around guys, I'm gonna date guys because a female hurt me. Like, seriously, like you fool, a woman could hurt your feelings too. That's a human being.
Yeah,
any human
woman.
Being can hurt your feelings, and then they okay with that. Then if you call a female out for doing something like that, you know, you can't say nothing to them. You can't say a word. But as men, we gotta take all the verbal abuse. We gotta take it all. And can't say nothing. We gotta like chuck it up. Don't say nothing. All right. Man.
And, you know, and once I, like me, And this is a good example for the black community right here, especially not just the black community, but community worldwide, because whites actually learn from me too. But when I got, you know, when I actually gave my girl a ring and let her know that she's the only girl I want to get, it's like, you know what? After that, a lot of people start engaging with their woman. A lot of people start doing that.
Look, brother, it's like this. If you got a decent woman, you know, and she's a good woman, she's good-hearted, she got morals, she got self-respect, she has integrity about herself. You know what I'm saying? Don't let that go, because these females out here today, man, they are garbage. A lot of them are straight garbage. They ain't worth not nothing. So I tell any dude, don't have the attitude, oh, well, I don't want to settle down right now. I'll give me somebody later, because you may not get a later. So if you got a good...
You're going to end up single for the rest of your life for dating a bunch of
dumb females. You'd be thinking about that chick. Like, man.
I was like 20.
I met this girl. She was a good girl. Man, now all these stupid. I'm 35. Still can't meet nobody. Dog. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't want to be living with regrets. That's all I always say. But, brother, I appreciate you calling. I need to get to another caller. And I'll just put you all back on hold. All right, brother.
Okay.
All right, Ms. Gabriella, we got another caller here. Let's see. We get to the area code 314. You're on the show.
Hey, can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear.
Hey, brother, this is Terrence calling from St. Louis, Missouri. I just wanted to talk about my situation.
St. Louis, Missouri.
St. Louis. I listen to your show all the time. I repost a lot of your shows, especially the one you did about MLK. I put that on my timeline today because it's very timely. But anyway,
I'm gonna tell you something. When I finish this radio show, I got my Martin Luther King Day message I'm gonna do, and I think you may find that one just a little interesting. So,
I'm always checking you. Every time I come on YouTube, you're at the top of my subscription. Advise, hey, so you're at the top. But anyway, brother,
all right, I'm glad to hear that. Now, and make sure you check out the radio show. Like I said, Ms. Gabriella, she's putting herself more out there now, so. You know, subscribe to her channel. She's going to be featured on my channel doing the radio promo.
I saw a thing that she did today for this show. That's what brought me here. I'm a first-time caller and a first-time listener. Usually I just do the YouTube thing. But on the subject of what we're talking on right now, I just want to talk about me. I'm in a fight of my life right now. I am 36 years old. Mm-hmm. When I was 18 years old, I hooked up with a woman and impregnated her. And when I was 19, the child was born. When the child was born, the woman moved to a town that she was originally from, about 50 miles from St. Louis. And, you know, I was doing my little father duties as much as a 19-year-old can do, you know, sending money and visiting with the baby on the weekend. Long story short, the woman wound up developing a serious drug problem. And I wound up taking care of my child, and she delivered my child to me. And when she delivered my child to me, I was in a relationship with my current wife, and she was pregnant with my second child. Well, this woman has been in and out of my daughter's life with this drug problem for all these years. Me and my wife have been maintaining. We built a better life. We went from an apartment to a house. We got honor roll students in great schools. That's what we've been doing with our lives.
Awesome. Good job.
Today. Well, that's what we're supposed to do, but this is the problem. Flash forward to today. Recently, I found out that my daughter, her mom, and my daughter's aunt, her mom's sister, had conspired to get my daughter a secret cell phone. They did this out of guilt.
Can I stop you right there? Why didn't you get full custody of your child when you knew she was on drugs?
Because I was too busy focusing on building up my financial. I was in college, and I was raising my child, and all my income went to that. And not only that, the woman was paying child support, and I have documents from the state that shows that I'm the custodial parent. But granted, I've never been in front of a court or
does she live with you, your daughter?
Absolutely. Always have, ever since
okay,
she was two.
Okay, okay. So you say the mom, she's 16?
She's 16 right now.
Okay, so the mom is trying to get her a cell phone without your knowledge?
She did. She did successfully. My daughter got this cell phone in the month of May, and I didn't discover it until September. And let me tell you how I discovered it. The cell phone was ringing, And not only that, I noticed that my daughter's mom changed her behavior pattern. She used to call our house phone because my kids didn't have no cell phone, didn't see a reason for it. So she used to call our house phone every day at the same time when my daughter got home from school. She stopped, and I peeped that change in the behavior, and I asked my daughter flat out, do you have a cell phone? This was over the summer. My daughter told me no. She lied. Well, I discovered that on September 19th that my daughter actually had a cell phone. The phone rang. I looked at the number on the phone, and it was her mom. When I confronted her mom about it, her mom denied even knowledge of the cell phone, even though it was her number that called that caused me to discover it. So we got into an argument, and I said, you know what? You've been in and out of this child's life. If you're not going to be parental and you're not going to try and work with us towards the values we're trying to teach, you don't need to see us. So I shut down her little visitation. She got mad, and she kept kind of hounding me, oh, I need to see my baby. I need to see my baby. Now, granted, she never admitted to her wrongdoing. She never admitted to thought about it, even got evidence. Recently, I told her, if you want to see her, me and you, our situation is complicated. We're going to have to get some sort of legal mediation. She's taking me to court right now. She's, even though this woman has been in and out of her life, I recently got hit with a paternity suit because I didn't do the custody thing.
And all, you didn't do a child custody thing?
I didn't think I need to. I have document after document with the state seal stating me in writing that I'm the custodial parent. I really thought that I was able to get around that just reading these legal documents. Well, you know how the law works. If you've never been married to a woman, they're going to say you have to establish paternity no matter what your position has been.
Uh-huh.
And that costs. That's not free. Now, granted, I expect for her to stand up in court and say, yeah, that's the father, and that's going away. But the problem is that it's bringing a financial hardship on my family because this woman who is too childish to understand parental values thinks that, you know, even though she's doing wrong and teaching our daughter how to lie and be conniving, I'm still supposed to just send her with her. And I'm in the fight of my life right now because her lawyer has this suit set up so where she's asking for all kind of things like custody and she wants child support from me, even though I raised her ever since she was two. They set the bar high so they can get low, and you know, so they can get
yeah, but she's not gonna get that when your lawyer comes in and bring all the evidence of her drug usage, all the years you took care of this child. I mean, your lawyer can just really present your case versus her case. I mean, her lawyer can go for whatever he want to go for. I mean, he just trying.
And that's the thing, too, that's really hurting me. I own my own business. I'm not Bill Gates or none of those guys, but I make enough to, you know, make a living. And just at the end of December, I purchased a new vehicle because I had to. Otherwise, I wouldn't be able to work. And the taxes are due on that vehicle on January 25th, and now I got to pay the lawyer $2,500 just to go in and represent me. But really, I didn't do anything wrong. It's an aggravating thing to have outside parents constantly infiltrating out of spite and hate when their kids are settled and their kids are flourishing over childish things. And that's the
biggest
thing.
But you know what, bro? Let me tell you something from experience. All that she's doing to you is going to blow up in her face at the end of the day. That's all it's going to do. And you'll be better because, like, my ex tried to destroy me, literally. She tried to break me in 20 pieces. But you know what? It, now, like, I'm 100 times better, and she still can't figure her life out, you know, for the most part. And she's not
like
happy
and
all stuff like
in.
That. You know what
she
I'm saying? And think about it.
Band,
your brother, also, your daughter's 16 years old. She's at an age that she's going to make her own decision about her mother, no matter how horrible her mother could have been.
Right.
It's still her mother, so she's going to make a decision about her.
Granted. I totally understand that. But the thing that aggravates me the most is the financial hardship. A lot of people in this country are living on edge, and a lot of people who are trying to be entrepreneurs, we live in a time where it's just not as what it was. And it's just really insulting for spiteful people to be able to infiltrate.
Well, let me ask you a question. Where'd she get money for a lawyer?
She gets money from a lawyer because her living situation, she has no overhead. It costs me thousands of dollars to maintain this family, and I got to make that. She lives with some lady who owns a house who charges her a couple hundred dollars. She works. She pays a little bit in child support. She does pay me child support, and I've never had it adjusted. You know, I felt like, you know, here's a woman who works. I'm not trying to take no more from her. I ain't trying to be greedy or nothing like that. But she lives a lifestyle where she's able to work two and three jobs because she don't have any kids to look after, and she doesn't have to, you know, do any of that stuff. So she's able to squirrel her money away. I have to pay mortgage. I have to pay car payments. I have to pay insurance payments. I have all these this overhead, and she doesn't. So she's at an advantage on me right there. All because she does not realize that it doesn't matter what your rights are. I don't care what the courts say. When you violate, when you teach your kids how to lie, that's something wrong with that.
Well, like I said, I went through that. But see, I went through that too, though, because, like, you know, always trying to conceal things that's going on, teach them to cover, lie, and all this other stuff. But at the end of the day, you got to confront. You know, you got to make sure you
operate from a position of guilt. And guilt.
Yes, you
got to
teach your daughter too, though. You got to teach your daughter, too, about lying and how lying is not tolerating your household. You're not going to put up with that.
I do this at the teachable moment because I tell my daughter, and you know, a lot of people may disagree with this, but I tell my daughter, had you said, nah, I'm not going to accept this phone and be deceitful, we probably wouldn't be in a situation right now. And I hate to put that on my daughter, but that's the reality. You know, I did
I would have checked my daughter because I'm saying you lied to me, and this had nothing to do with your mama. You lied. And
right.
Like,
you
this type
said,
of dude
no,
I am,
not right.
pissed off I am, I probably took a hammer and bust and broke that phone with a hammer. That's just me, just,
hey, brother,
just a
hey,
stalker.
Brother, let me tell you what I did break. I broke my own foot. As stupid as that sound, on September 19th, I was so mad that I kicked an inanimate object so hard that my foot is bothering me to this day. I broke my own bones out of anger. How stupid is that? You can run with it. But, yeah, it was a very situation, and my daughter is a very smart girl, and she's very remorseful, and she went on Facebook, and she communicated with some people, and she took accountability. You know, I've seen her accountability. I've seen her remorse, and not only that, daughter is wise enough to peep her mom's immaturity. It's a huge contrast in the lifestyle. So she's real bright, but it's just that I can't even talk to this woman. I had a brief conversation with her over the phone, and she asked me, well, why are you angry? And before I can get it out, she was cussing me out. Like, you know, I did something wrong.
Bro? You talked to her way too much because
no, I
when
didn't
it
get
comes
any
to...
words in. I didn't get a chance to.
Well,
she
like I said, my man can't even talk to me like that because she can't. She's not allowed to call my phone. It's blocked. She can only text me. I call her when I'm ready to talk to her. She could text me, say, I need to talk to you. Hey, what about? X, Y, Z. Okay, I call you. You're not going to call my phone. And if you're going to cuss, you definitely ain't gonna see me for a minute, for nothing. You're not going to talk to me. Because my aunt used to want to get stupid like that. And I had to make sure to let her know you're not going to talk to me any kind of way by just keeping my distance for a minute. And she got it. And she's like, oh, okay, well, he ain't going to show up, so I'm going to leave him alone. You know what I mean? Especially with that situation. You know, with her, like, you can get her drug tested if she's, I don't know if she's still on drugs. You can get her drug tested. You can get her.
She also has felonies. She has felonies on her rap sheet.
Okay, you can bring, all that can be brought up in court about her criminal background.
I know, it's all easy, but the thing that stings so much is that it's not cheap. You know what I'm saying? It's January. Brother,
in life, stuff costs. I get it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you have to go to your bank and get a small signature loan or something just to cover the cost. I'd rather do that than have this chick get in her way.
Right.
And you paying her court costs. You paying her court costs and all this other stuff and giving her money to go do stuff she ain't got no business. You know what I'm saying? Forget that. I mean, I'm already, like I said, I'm just preparing myself because I'm going to go for custody of my son. Like I said, I am. Me and my wife already discussed it because I need to raise my son. My son going to be 10 years old this year, and he needs to be raised by his father, period. And
that's
even
right.
He
that's
agreed,
right.
He even agreed that, yeah, you know, that you can teach me how to be a man. But it's going to take me sneaking her because I'm going to have to sneak her with the custody suit. I already got my stuff lined up. But, you know, but my situation is different because, you know, like I said, her father paid for her to get an expensive lawyer, so that's why I got to make sure I got 10 stacks to go at her. You know what I'm saying?
That's right. Yes, sir.
Yeah, so I know how it is, man. Child custody cases can get expensive. You know,
and then
so
that's I want to give a little bit of advice to guys out there. That right there in itself is another reason to avoid these short-term relationships that result in children. It don't matter how good of a man you are. If the woman does not grow, if the woman is not on point to the point where she's taking care of herself and keeping her life clean, then mentally she's not going to be there. And you're going to have to deal with it on and on. My biggest regret is not going to court way back when. And I just want to let other brothers know, get your money together for that early if that's what you're dealing with. Don't make the mistake that I made and think that people are just going to do right because they should. People, if they could, they would. It's like they don't know any better. Those who know better do better. And it's as simple as that. And this court system is stacked against us as men, and I think that's what she's banking on. I think she's looking at the fact that I'm a man and she's a woman. She's going to automatically come in with a couple of points on the board.
Well, you got a wife, so that actually helped. That makes you look better than her anyway. So,
yes, sir. We went down the line of the relationships that she's been in ever since, you know, her and I broke up. And she's been in more relationships than I have pairs of pants in my closet. I mean, her whole lifestyle is just totally not on the lines of adult living. And this woman will be 40 years old this year.
Okay. Well, man, brother, I wish you all the best of luck with that situation. You know, pray about it. You and your wife stick together and be on one accord because I'm going to have to move on to the next caller. But appreciate you calling, brother.
Thanks for taking my call. Peace, brother.
All right. Ms. Gabriella, if that's not more proof that, you know, you need to be careful who you're having kids with, that's
oh, I know. I tell you, I always tell people, especially people that, you know, there's girls that send me messages and people that are younger than me, I always say, look around you and learn from the mistakes of people that are older so that you don't go down that same path. Because I know every situation is different. I'm not going to sit there and say that, you know, having kids, if you're not married, makes you a horrible person. But it's hard. And going through all these legal battles and all this mess, man, and then thinking about the children, I've seen those videos that you posted where the woman, like, let's say a woman didn't want her the father around the child, so she'll sit there and get in physical fights with the man.
Mm-hmm.
Some mothers don't even think about the long-term effect that kind of thing has on the kids.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. So, let me see here, Ms. Gabriella. We got, they were on the line. They came in. They came out. So, Ms. Gabriella, you want to bring everybody back in? Or, well, hold up. Well, who is this? This person called back again. Well, let's see here if we bring everybody back in.
Hey.
Error code 901, you're on the show.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm all
right.
Okay, what's your name?
Well, I think actually it's kind of crazy.
What's kind of crazy? Okay, that guy on the phone. That was freaking weird. Were they high? Were they drunk?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
Anyway, Pee be tripping sometime. I'm going. Ness, are you there?
Uh-oh.
Let's see here. I'll try and see if I can bring in that person making noise on it. Hey, 912, Nessa, are you there?
Yes. Hold on, one second.
Okay. Good deal. Brother from the 510, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. I'm trying to bring you right back in. Area code 612, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, all right, hold on. Brother from the 832, you there?
I'm here.
Okay, well, what part of Houston you in, man?
I live in Katy.
Katy?
Yeah.
Okay, all right, cool. So, opinion. Last caller. Well, who want to go first on that?
I guess I could say something. I think obviously it's relatively important for, you know, males to have their ducks in a row. The system right now is the way it is, so men are going to have to spend more money. They're going to have to make a bigger investment in if they're trying to get custody of their child or if they're trying to maintain custody of their child. Anything dealing with the family courts, they're going to have to really invest in it. So he sounded like he has a pretty decent paper trail, which is a good start with him. But for anybody out there, you need to maintain a paper trail. And I think there's a good example of several years ago, Diddy was in a dispute with the mother of his first child because she wanted more child support money because she found out that he was worth more money. He was giving her $5,000 a month. You know, they had never been to court. He was giving her $5,000 a month. He bought a house so his son could live in the house that they had. So he was kind of covering all the expenses, paying for his son's stuff. She wanted more money. He refused to give it to her. She decided to go, you know, make it official in a courtroom. And she wanted like 15 or 20, but the court was only going to give her 10,000. So they went to the courtroom and the judge said, yep, I'm going to award her 10,000. He didn't want to award her the money because he said, you know, you're doing a good job with the father without the court, and that she was a bit stupid for doing so. But how Diddy got the upper hand was that his attorney said to the judge, okay, we have to give $10,000 a month. We don't have to give it to her. And they're like, no. So what he did is he opened up a trust fund and said, we're going to put the money in the trust fund. So the mother can never touch it. And whatever money that he gets, his son will get. He'll still pay for his son's expenses on his own. But the money that he was ordered to give now to court, which is going to trust fund. And that's how he avoided giving her money. And whatever his son is, you know, needs, he's covering that. And now she has to work for a living to try to get a job. The other thing I wanted to say, which was important, because you live in Texas, and I don't know if you heard about this, but it came out today. The female who's running for governor in your state, I think her name is Wendy Davis. She just got caught in a major lie, which is kind of related to this. She was padding her bio, saying that she was at 19, she was a single mother, and she, you know, had lived on public assistance and then had went to, you know, community college and pulled herself up by her bootstraps and went to, you know, I think it was Harvard Law School and got her law degree. And she was painting herself as this woman who was a single mother who had spent her life, at least her younger years, as a single mother trying to play up a single mother. Well, they discovered that she was not a single mother. She did have a child with a male. They were together for a while. They didn't work out. She moved back home. Then she got married to someone. And then that husband took out another mortgage to pay for her, to cover her law school tuition. So she lied about it, and so she was trying to play herself as a single mother. And it just seems that now single motherhood is becoming also political.
Yeah, because like, oh, she's a single mother, poor her. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of single dads too. What about poor them?
Yeah, and now that it's come out that she fudged her story, that she made it more, you know, she made the story not literally up, but she made most of it up. She made it more detrimental, like she was in this position, as if she were, like, with a single woman. I don't know I doubt that she went in Texas anyway, but I just noticed that even on the political forum, the idea of single motherhood, at least by the Democratic side, is something that they're taking up and almost, you know, promoting as to try to get votes.
They know that that's going to be the demographic that's going to vote for them, because they try to cater to the either low-income or lower-middle-class income household. So they always try to portray themselves as, you know, I'm just the average Joe. Even though they're living in $250,000 houses, they'll sit there and be like, oh, I'm just the average
Joe. Oh, you're talking about a Democratic Party with all that poll-mouthing, but they're living like Republicans? And a lot of people fall for that poll-mouthing. Democrats, and Democrats don't do nothing no different than Republicans do. The only difference between Republicans and Democrats is that Democrats BS you, Republicans just be up front with theirs. That's the only difference. But they both the same.
Mm-hmm.
Can I make a statement about the
the last caller going through the court thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going through the same thing. I got a custody hearing in like 2 weeks. Been there, done that. But the number one thing a lot of guys need to understand about that whole process is you have to accept that it's not fair so you can approach it in a better fashion. A lot of times, even with a had to come to a point where they was like, look, this is not going to be fair for me. She has home field advantage in the courtroom. And if you can accept it, you can deal with it and prepare for everything that's coming your way. That's all I got to say about that.
Okay. All right. Ms. Nestle, you want to chime in on that?
I want to, when you talked about the political, and that's the reason now, my views on the Democratic Party has drastically changed. I mean, I just see it's nothing, you know, it has just done nothing but damage to the black community and to these single mothers because they know they can go out and get this government handout. You know, I was brought up in a Democratic family. You know, my family, you know, being from the South, you know, that's what I was taught, that, you know, that the Republican Party is for the rich and blah, 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 all this. And as I have gotten older and I have studied this, it's a bunch of lies. You know, I went to a Martin Luther King parade today, and, you know, and I couldn't help but to sit there today. I was just so sad when I saw the people in the parade. And all I could just think about was cause the lady I went with, she was a Jamaican lady. And, you know, so she don't really know that much, a whole lot about, you know, the black Americans, you know, because she haven't been here. Well, she's been here for a while, but not like we know. But, you know, and I was just so sad thinking about all the things that he stood for and how he lost his life for us and now how our community has become, how we just don't appreciate any of this stuff. You know, and a lot of things, the Democratic Party, they have done nothing but just, you know, they put it out as if they are helping us, but they're not. They're not. It just like this free government handout is not helping anyone. It's not teaching them anything. That's
the Democrats come in with all this. Oh, we're going to help you, but think about it. No Democrat takes you from poverty to middle class to upper class. So they live just like Republicans, as I stated, but yet they in business to keep you down. But Democrats keep
exactly.
you down. They do. They keep you down because they go with that pole mouthing, and really they hurt not only the black community, they hurt every person who's suffering, even whites too. They hurt a lot of whites, you know, and that's why when the racists come to my channel talking about Obama and do all this other stuff, I say, wait a minute. The people that hurt you the most is really white people in power, because we're not even in power like that. We're really not.
Well, that's the reason.
You know?
One of the guys, another YouTuber I love to watch, his name is T-Mont. And I'm I don't know if you're. Well, I'm all
I'm very familiar with him. He's the one that actually inspired me to do videos. It was him.
Oh yeah. Well, you know he's running for senator in the state of Georgia.
Yeah, I heard.
And you know, a lot of things that he's talking about. You know, he's not for the Republican, not the Democrat, because you know he's more like along the lines of the Independent Party. And I, a lot of things he's talking about, I do agree with, because I just cannot see myself going the Democratic way, not anytime soon, because of the way even Obama, you know, a lot of black people, you say anything about Obama, they, you know, they just, you know, he's God. You know, don't get me wrong, I like Obama, but a lot of things Obama stands for, I'm sorry, I just don't agree.
Obama fought for the wrong things. You know, the way he did the health care initiative, I didn't like that, because to me, you should be like, okay, listen, you have an option in case you don't have insurance.
Exactly.
This is the option. We shouldn't have increase in the Medicare tax behind this. That's not helping America by putting more taxes on Americans. He should have been focusing on some real issues like education. Like, I would think that since he was so educated, why he didn't push for year-round school? When he first running, he was talking about that, year-round school. Hey, these kids do need to be in school year-round.
And you know how expensive the health care, that insurance is going to be? That insurance is going to be ridiculous expensive for people that can't afford it. You know, if you are required to get that health insurance, it's very expensive. So, you know, there's a lot of things that he has done that I just don't agree with. Now, I'm not going to say I don't agree with a lot of things that the Republicans do either, because, you know, it's just one is
true. They all sleeping in the same bed. They all the same.
Yeah.
Both of them. They all work for corporate interest. They do not work for the people. They don't follow constitutional law. I mean, like, a lot, all this stuff with the NSA spying and all this other stuff, you say, yeah, it got rolling with Bush, but I'm sorry, this stuff got turned up during Obama.
And you gotta
call it split to the fire.
Yeah, I can tell you.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
So, yeah, I would say I can tell you, I living in California, which is we now have a super majority of Democrats in our state government. Every major statewide office is held, and most of our state assembly and state senate is held by Democrats. Over the last 15 years, we have increased spending on social programs beyond any other state's wildest imagined dream, and it hasn't changed. 51% of our entire budget, of the state budget coming from taxes, we spend on education, and yet we rank 49th in math, we rank 49th in science. We have very, very low graduation rates statewide across high school level, so spending more money is not doing us anything. We recently just found out that, you know, the top 1% that we a lot of people complain about don't pay enough in the state for taxes. They pay 41% of all the taxes, and most of our tax dollars end up going to pay for unions. We're a powerful union state, so unions are sucking up all the money. Unions and college, even our college education in this state has gone up every year to the point we're somewhere about $12,000-$14,000 a year per student, and it used to be back in 1990,
well,
like about 4 to 5.
Well, let me talk about unions here for a minute, because I was in a United Steelworkers Union, and I liked being in the union. I'm going to tell you why. Because when you do your contract every few years with the union, and they have to pay you for one, they have to give you your benefits. They can't just fire you when they just feel like it, when you have a union contract. And it actually protects the workers. And if, you know, the companies do not like unions at all, like a big company like Walmart, every time those people talk about getting a union, they quickly fire them or shut them down, because a union will come in there and say, okay, we're going to strike. We ain't gonna have nobody working at Walmart until you give us some money. That's why they don't like unions. So I have nothing against a union at all.
But,
to me, the union protects the workers.
I'm talking about public employee unions. We have our problem is public unions, unions that taxpayers pay for, not the private. We have problems with public unions. Yeah, the public paying for college administrations. We recently, in 2012, passed Proposition 30, which was, I didn't vote for it, but it was a 7-year tax that only gave the college students at our public universities a 1-year reprieve on college tuition. It was a 7-year tax that was supposedly supposed to be for education, K-12 and university education, but it turned out all the money was going to pay for the pensions, pension liabilities of all the people who were hired by the state to work in the university. So that was negative. We also have, you know, the corrections union, which is also a public union. These people were robbing us blind, and they finally were able to make some adjustments so that people would not be able to get make $160,000 a year in overtime when they're only supposed to make about 55 starting or 65, and maybe 10,000 overtime. In the Bay Area here, we have like a subway system called BART. They had two strikes in which they wanted an increase in income. It's a public union, but we found out that the train operators and the station agents, people who just sit in the station all day, they're already making $78,000 to $90,000 a year, and we're asking, what more do you want? And you're making more than the average worker. So in our state, it's basically public unions that are really sucking us dry, and a lot of we've cut a lot of social spending. We were $25 billion.
And let me add something here, because I need to get to something else. And y'all have a state tax, and y'all still don't figure it out with y'all budget. You know, Texas don't have a state tax at all.
Yeah, that's right. But we
don't. We don't
have businesses are leaving, and we have businesses leaving because they keep increasing the taxes here.
Ultimately,
you can't change anything, whether it's politics or family or anything, if you finance an idea but never change the culture that creates everything. So it doesn't matter how much you fund anything if you never
change the culture. We all sports fans. You know, when a team is used to losing, they get rid of everybody to change the whole culture that's within the organization.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, this is the thing. We want to talk about, you know, like, so I got about 21 minutes left. I want to discuss something real quick, like a solution to the single mother problem, or even what government can do to make a solution. One solution that I have is definitely push more family, promote family, promote kids being in two-parent households. Do not allow single-parent households to be the norm and to be accepted and celebrated, as I stated. I feel we all should not go to baby showers if the chick do not know who a child's father is. On the side of the government also encouraged this negative behavior all the time by giving them public assistance, giving them child support, giving them this, giving them that. What they could do to discourage this negative behavior, instead of giving them all that money, why don't you say, you know what, we're going to give you on-the-job training. We're going to have job placement assistance. We don't want you on the government. We want you to work. That way, you know, you taking them from system to working. Oh, well, I don't have child care. Well, you know what? They usually give you vouchers and all that stuff for that, too. Also, at the end of the day, it's a person's personal choice. And these guys, and especially these women that's laying down with these guys with no protection, these guys aren't raping them. It's like especially in the black community, it's like against the black law to use contraceptives, as we could see. You know what I'm saying? Just like that recent story that came up about that one guy that gave 30-plus women HIV or whatever. All those women laid down with that guy with no contraceptive at all. Didn't say, you know what, if you're going to sleep with me, you got to wear a condom. I mean, this is something that's really bad in the black community, and if we do not fix this, this abyss will continue to go deeper and deeper and deeper. And the progressive black people, of course, they're going to do great with themselves, and they're going to move on. But the rest of those who refuse to be progressive, want to be regressive, I'm going to say, going down constantly, you want to live that lifestyle, then, you know, you make your bed and you have to lay in it. Don't sit here and complain on progressive black people for making something out of their lives and want to know how much money they're making and why they have this and why they have that, or telling a man or a woman she uppity or he uppity because they decided not to lay down and just make babies and put themselves in economic.
Don't even get me started on that, because there is that, for some reason, I guess it's almost considered a bad thing in the black community to go down the straight and narrow path, to sit there and not have children and to go and pursue your education and try to, you know, start a family the right way. That's almost looked at as, you're an uppity Negro. You think you're better than, you think you're better than all of us. And, you know, some people even feel like I've known people that they actually go out and get pregnant, or they go out and have children or start sleeping around and try to, you know, go down the wrong path because they want to be socially accepted.
And that's true. And especially like with women, if it's a woman that's a certain age, don't have kids, I went through it myself. I didn't have, you know, when I didn't have kids, I can't tell you how many, you know, women would ask me, you know, why I didn't have a child, what's going on, blah, blah. But I wasn't married. And see, I had that happen to me. So, you know, people, it's just, you know, in the black community, if you don't have a child by a certain age, or if you're not thuggish, or if you want to go to school, it is that stereotype. They want to stereotype you. And that's the reason, that is the very reason why you have so many, you know, black men say they're not accepted by black women. You hear black women say the same thing. It is true, because it's sometimes hard to, until we progressive blacks need to come together and band against these Negroes that's out here that's not want to do anything, it's going to get worse. And what's making it so bad, these people that's not being progressive, sometimes their negativity is spewing over to, you know, to the blacks that's trying to do everything, anything that's possible, because we're getting labeled as one of them. And, you know, but, you know, I think a lot of people now.
And people are so silly. If they were research who actually Uncle Tom was, that is a good label. That's not a bad label.
Guy.
Yeah, he was a good guy. You know what I'm saying?
That's
what
everybody wants to say.
But the problem with a lot of black people, it's still like that to this day, where they, that racist terminology where they say, if you want to hire something from a Negro, put it in a book.
put in a book. A lot of them are not going to read it.
No, they're not going to read nothing. They're not.
And I know it's black Americans because, you know, blacks, like foreign blacks, I mean, they're more, I know several foreign blacks, and they just have a totally mentality than some of them, at least the ones I've met, than black Americans. I mean, gosh, I don't know how do we go from, I saw a picture just the other day, they was talking about how we were, and this is just a few years ago, I saw a picture of the En Vogue girl. I don't know if y'all remember En Vogue.
I remember them. Uh-huh.
And you remember how pretty they were, and then they showed some more,
classy,
you know, guys.
Very, very classy.
Yeah, and they showed them, and they said, this is how we were then. How did we go from,
you know, I'm sorry, I got to take a line from Martin Lawrence on this one. How we go from, how our sisters go from being classy to showing all the assy. How we do that? How?
Because it's widely accepted.
It look like street prostitutes, and that's what we like. You know,
I mean, that's what's being encouraged. Because you'll see, this is what happens.
And the videos and stuff.
Yeah, the music videos, and then social media is one of the biggest things. Because the girls that, you know, cover themselves up, the girls that conduct themselves like they have a plan, are the ones that get overlooked. But then you'll see strippers and girls with that, their bodies are marked up like the subway in Harlem. They got piercings all in their face. They shave the sides of their head and get like some crazy colored weave. And, you know, they're walking around in like spandex and fishnet outfits and taking pictures. Those are the girls, the strippers and the, you know, the escorts and all that. Those are the ones that has 100 million followers on social media. And
but
some girls emulate that.
All they have is followers, Ms. Gabriella. And I'm going to tell you, 99.9% of them not making a dime off of their followers. It's rare.
But look at that girl that made that video. You remember the girl that had a video up and you follow on Twitter that said the worst girl in America?
Yeah, the Kiki chick, yeah. The most abusive mother in America, that video, okay.
Okay, the perfect example is her. Remember, I went through and I read all her posts. So there were some black women, decent black women, that was on there, and they was getting on to her about how she looked and everything. And I never will forget what she said. She said, and they was talking about the natural hair and everything like that and blah, 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 blah. This girl said something that made a lot of sense. She said, you know what, all of y'all sitting here talking about me, but how many of y'all sitting up here without a man? She said, at least I got a man. And I thought about that when she said that.
People keep sending me stuff about her or hitting me up about her. Like, I can't believe this and that and the third. I said, look, I ain't making no more videos about that. I made two. That's enough. The first one got her attention. She responded to me. I made a video about her response. Like I said, I'm done with it. But I went check the other day. I said, you know, because you know your comments, you went check. I said, man, I didn't realize that video got seen that many times, like 100,000 views. I was like, that's crazy for that one video.
But see, my point is just like what Gabrielle was saying. Those women, the girls that's out here, that's you know, that's trying to do something with their life, that's a quiet girl, that's making, you know, good grades, that's not hanging out at the club and doing all
this stuff. But this is what it takes, sister. It takes people like, you know, myself, and because like I said, as I'm growing here and there, I need to, you know, showcase, you know, I want to showcase those things or showcase, you know, people like that or whatever. Now, some people may have issues with what I may showcase sometime, but you may not understand the method behind that madness, but it's always something to what I do. But let me get to area code real quick. Area code 912, you on the show.
Hey, Brother Advisor, it's Mr. Superboy.
Oh, what's going on?
Yeah, you know, I came in to tell in a conversation. I think the problem is in our community in the last probably 20 years is that Hollywood has gone out and picked certain images of our women and elevated them, and they become successful. So it's kind of hard to tell young women that don't go out there and tattoo your body, don't go out there and dress half naked when you're constantly seeing women in the media projected as just the ideal black woman. I mean, I know people say you're not supposed to look at media images, but it's kind of hard for a young sister out there to do what she got to do, and a young brother, when we constantly elevating idiots in our community. I mean, that's why mm-hmm. my videos, I talk about these handkerchief heads. I mean, here it is, Beyonce cuts their hair, white people tell her that she like a guy, the next day she put the weave back in. So now when we tell young sisters, you look nice with your hair short or natural, they're going to have this thing that they like men, because that's the first thing you hear our sisters say is what other people think of them. And there was a time where we used to shame people.
But see, what we need to do, though, you know, like brothers like yourself, brothers like myself, what we need to do is try to, you know, put out, you know, these stories or different images to counteract that. Because, like, mm-hmm. Beyonce, a shady female. Let me tell you about Beyonce.
Oh,
I can't stand her. I'm going to tell you
her. She gets
some
other days.
Let me tell you what happened. I was watching TMZ yesterday, and they showed a picture that
of Aaliyah.
Yeah. You seen about that? It was her, Aaliyah.
Oh, yeah, I did it. Yeah.
And then she cut
she's
Kelly
shady,
out
man.
And her and Aaliyah. Man, I say, man, you are a dirty somebody. I say, Kelly, you never heard nothing bad about Kelly. Everybody respects Kelly, you know. But yet, she treat Kelly like she done or something. You know what I'm saying?
But
I mean, like,
her parents created that monster. You have to understand, the other girls, I remember when LaToya and the other girls were talking about how her father and mother used to try to push them in the background. A lot of people need to remember, Beyonce was not the original lead singer. It's supposed to have been Kelly and them all rotating, taking turns.
Exactly.
But when they,
mm-hmm.
and when they realized
was it LaToya?
It was LaToya, the other sister, and Kelly. Because if you go back and look at Beyonce, she couldn't sing.
LaToya, Latavia, and you had Beyonce and Kelly. And, you know, like I said, LaToya sings good. She does.
Yeah, and the thing was,
but
the thing is, Matthew realized that he wanted his daughter, because we know in society, anybody who has the look that's accepted by the so-called dominant, they push out. You know, it's Beyonce's skin got lighter and lighter and lighter. And that's why I can't understand why Miss...
That's sad. You know, that's sad. And I need to do another story, another show on colorism, too, because that's sad.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like every time they be one color, then you look up down the line, they done turn like 10 shades lighter. Like, you can look at Nicki Minaj. When she first came out, if you look at her first stuff, that girl was a whole lot darker than what she is now. Now she's lighten up. And skin lightening creams is a big thing, even in Africa. I mean, I did this one story of like this sister. She was dark skinned. I mean, this chick is high yellow because of lightening cream.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I think I know what you're talking about. But I'm
yeah, you see, you know what I'm talking about?
And she's an African lady. Is that who you're talking
African.
About?
Yeah.
Yeah. I've seen her stuff. But there are people that went from being Alex Wex complexion or being, you know, almost blue black, and then they end up looking like Casper. And I've even seen a guy, he was talking about skin lightening creams, and there's a difference between skin brightening and skin lightening. I mean, I don't see anything wrong with using products that will help even out your complexion. Or maybe if you've got a tan and you want to fade your tan, fine. But sitting there removing the melanin from your skin so that you can look like a ghost, that's ridiculous.
But you know what, my thing is, we used to shame our people back in the day when they used to do stuff like this. I'm telling you, the last 20 years, we let people outside of our community go get the weakest-minded people in our community and project them for the world to see. And it's hard for us to combat that when we constantly rewarding people. I mean, look how Halle Berry is. I know a lot of people don't want to call her black or whatever, but when white America found out that she had a white mother, she went and chopped her nose up and lightened her skin up. It's done all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And forget that. I believe we need to stick to our African roots, be happy, be black people. And as we on social media, we can do our best to counteract those images best way that we can. I'm not saying we can do everything, but people are watching all over the world our videos. Trust me, I get emails from New Zealand, Sweden, all these different countries. You know what I'm saying?
I get people from I didn't know that many people on the right been watching my. I get so much to me hate messages because I be calling out all the stuff in the media that a lot of our people don't pick up on. Like, I don't know if y'all heard about the woman in Russia, this magazine called Garage or something. She's sitting in a chair made that looked like a black woman. I just posted a video maybe about an hour or so ago.
Somebody just sent me that article from the Huffington Post about that. I heard about that.
Brother, if you see it, man, I looked at it. First I thought it was a real black woman. But then I had to read the article and go back and look at it again. They said it was an artist back in like 1969 and made a series of chairs. Now, they said he got a white version. I said, why didn't they go get the white version? Why did they get the black version? And I did the video. I'm telling our sisters, these women used y'all during the 1960s to betray the movement. And since now, they've gone full blast. I mean, think about it. Every day, it's always something in the media attacking our brothers and sisters, but the sisters are starting to get it real bad now from white women. I mean, Sarah Palin is saying something all the time. You turn on The View, somebody is saying something, and I'm sitting there saying that we need to wake up, because I'm telling you, in the next 20 years, we're going to pay. No, forget that. Next 3 years, we're going to pay for that.
Hold on, I'm looking at this. That junk look real.
It looked real. I'm telling you. I thought that was a black woman. I'm like, no.
And I thought, no, it looked like an actual woman.
I'm telling you. A lot of sisters, if any sister out there listening to this, you guys need to see this image. This will piss you off. Because I'm telling y'all, sisters, they figure y'all are gullible. They've used y'all. They use y'all for the abortion.
And they made sure. Hey, and also I want to point something out. They made sure it's a dark-skinned black woman.
Oh, yeah, look at her. She had the curls and everything. And, I mean, the way they got her naked, she got bottoms on, but she don't have no top on. And then the white woman just sitting there, and that's a metaphor, saying that we sit on you. We use you to get ahead. We don't need you anymore.
Y'all should see this image.
I did a video. It's sickening, man. It is sickening. And they got in the hooker boots and everything.
I mean, it's
sick. I'm gonna say this. Any sister that fall for that crap with Hillary Clinton.
But you know what? I'm gonna say something. In a way, a lot of times, brothers are being attacked for a long time, and they were using sisters, some, not all, to attack us. Now they turn it on them now, big time. I'm noticing they really attacking black.
Every time you look up, they're
attacking black women.
Yeah, wasn't last month that singer that wanted to have a retreat at a plantation, and then you had these politicians calling black women, I don't want to fit nobody, nigga bitches, and I'm sitting there saying, and somehow every time it goes down, it get blamed and put back on us. And I'm like, Don Imus call y'all nappy-head hoes. Instead of y'all getting mad at Don Imus and them, it slipped back on black men. We scratching our head, be like, wait a minute. What did we do?
See, the reason they do that, too, is because they know that the black America. Let me ask y'all a question. Have y'all ever noticed that those white people never say anything? They don't attack foreign blacks. They don't attack anybody. They do it to black Americans because, see, they sit there, believe it or not, they know there's such a turmoil that there's no unity between us. So they know that they can sit there and they do that. They know that they can do that because they know who's going to say anything. You don't think that they know about the social media and what's going on with us on YouTube and how to this life and stuff like this.
Another reason why they do that to black American sister is because when we was unified back in the 60s into the early 70s, this country was scared. And what happened was they decided to go get the weakest brothers, the weakest sisters to manipulate and pacify us. And what they did, they went and picked out people they know they can control. This is why I can't stand black entertainers, because the other night, and I'm not knocking anybody, the other night, all those black entertainers was at the White House. Those are the very people that tell us don't ask nobody questions, don't spend your money with other people. I mean, Magic Johnson, Smokey Robinson, Oprah Winfrey, all these people that's there are the ones that are telling black folk the last 6 years not to say anything to President Obama. Why? The gay community, Jewish community, white women, Asians, Hispanics have all gotten what they want. And it just, we're going to pay for this in 2016, I'm telling you.
And I'll tell you something else I noticed, and I've heard this a lot, too. They, ever since Michelle Obama and Obama became president, black women started getting attacked hard then also, because Michelle really did not represent the stereotype of what they portray many black women to be. They have tried to do everything to make her. Now, like I said before, I'm not happy with a lot of things that Obama have done, but Michelle I have never seen her out of character. And Michelle does not represent what they want a lot of black women to represent. You know, she's, educated. She keeps trying to keep herself in shape. She's a family woman. She loves her kids and stuff like that. She doesn't represent the regular ghetto hood rat. And so I've noticed, too, ever since we have gotten attacked the worst, since Obama has been in the White House. That's when these attacks just started. I noticed hardcore.
Sister, I hate to cut you off, but we got a short amount of time to go. But before I wrap this up, yeah, Harvey, I'm looking at that picture. But I'm putting my commentary to that on my website because I don't want nobody to flag what I'm gonna say. Because anytime I go on something, I put it on my website. I do not put it on YouTube because I know better.
I had to edit my mouth.
Yeah, you go at them because I want to show this image, but I can do it on my website. I really can't do it too well on YouTube because they'd be like, oh, it's showing her breast, and let's flag it because, you know, it's showing that. Rich, you don't care about that. You care about me just going in on these racists doing this stuff to black folks. But anyway, I appreciate everybody calling the show today. It's been a good turnout. I like the opinions and everything that's being shared. We will get with you guys for next week. Check out Ms. Gabrielle's promo video. She'll let you know what the show is going to be. Since that's her new job now. She's doing a great job. So, check out all our links that we have on our various channels. Give me a few, get up my Martin Luther King message. Wrap this up too, Harvey, did your Martin Luther King message today, brother?
You know, I didn't do it. I mean, I might do it, but I might go a little different direction because a lot of people have started to try to tie Dr. King into this spy stuff and everything. I got a bad vibe from it, so I might put something up and, you know, do it that way.
Oh, okay. Well, no, I just got to, you know, like I said, I got my little direction. I want to go with it. So, you know, I don't know. I'm going to take care of that and put that up tonight. So, all right, everybody. It was good talking to everybody. You know, appreciate you calling in too, Harvey. See you on the other side and see you guys next week.
You have a good one, brother. Good night, everyone.